That's a terrible idea.
If Christine said it was a good idea, it's probably reasonably good. I wouldn't call it terrible.
Can I get a motion on the minutes?
I'll make a motion on minutes to accept them as delivered.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Keith?
I guess I got that. All right, for November, we had a total of $13,613,000 in cash, of which $10,030,000 is FAD money, the remainder is quit. The FAD keeps growing because we're earning interest on it faster than we can spend it.
Thank you.
And that's pretty much all I have. That interest, though, is probably not going to continue because, as everyone knows, the Fed has announced they're going to probably cut rates by at least 1.25% to 1.5% over the next year. So
put it in the stock market.
Yes.
If anybody say recession.
Yeah, but you know what? Holy crap.
Hey, stock market hit record high yesterday.
It did.
401k should be looking good.
Mine is. I'm back to where I was in 2021 now.
Yeah, pretty good.
Might be a good time to get out.
Sell, sell, sell! Buy!
Keith. Kevin. One of these days.
Okay, so our first news was that the Army Corps of Engineers agreement for line 40 came in late yesterday. Was, I believe, for about $1.2 million for the construction of a bioretention, bioinfiltration cell, rather, in County Yorktown. It's a great project of 30 kilograms that we've been anxious to get moving on, so that was great news for us. So Coil Construction is going to get the notice to proceed, and as we have to wait for that agreement to come in so that any billable entity construction now take place, needed that exact December 13th date. And so we're ready to roll there. We had a couple of minor redesign projects that we were looking to get back out on, including LMU 1017 and SAM 1015. Some minor tweaks that we need to get done on that design that we are pushing forward with. We believe we're pretty close to getting back out the bid on LMU 1017. Our first attempt brought back in numbers that made the project we weren't able to proceed with the...
Your first attempt at the at getting a price estimate? What was the first attempt? I missed that.
We went out to bid for construction, and the numbers that came back were far higher than what both site engineering and staff here felt were appropriate. So we worked with the property owners, gained a little bit of better access, and made a few minor design changes that we think will be able to drop that cost down on the next go around. So we'll look to get out the bid on that this winter.
And you said a second one, but you said it really fast.
Yeah, sorry. SAM 1015, which is channel stabilization on private property in Somers.
That's it.
We had to make a couple of tweaks to get it off. The channel cuts into a neighbor's property, comes back onto the original property. We had to make some design changes on that to appease the one neighbor so that they'll give us the installation agreement. We feel we're at a good place for that. And Corey and I have been working with the town and the property owners to work through that. Now we'll get the information back to the design engineer, and we'll move forward with the next steps, whether it's something that they can include within the project as is, or if they feel a design change order is important. In general, with the new permit coming out just yesterday, we always had the game plan of making sure that we press forward with any open FAD projects that are there. As we know, the FAD agreement expires with the existing project set, so we want to make sure that we put priority on any of those open projects that are out there, close those out, and as we move ahead, we talked to the DEP as well about that in a that is all I have for the work case.
All right, keep it going. Why are we recirculating? They were confused the first time.
Yeah.
So this resolution is recirculate seeker to all parties.
Is this Kent?
Yeah.
Yes, Kent.
Who wrote the thing on the seeker?
Pardon?
Who wrote the... There's no paragraphs. I can't follow a thing with no paragraphs.
Wait, what is... Where are you?
The lead agency.
No, this. It was just, you know, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Two pages and no paragraphs.
Wait, what are you looking at?
It's on the back.
This is just on the secret stuff for the campus.
Oh, that was the, that was just
the
minutes.
It was in the minutes, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No.
We're recirculating after getting input from the involved agencies on projects to make sure that we conduct a coordinated review and update the lead agency letter. It's been circulated to the DEP and the DEC. We did receive input from the DEP requesting a more thorough look at the full project, taken from the short form up to the full EAF. Generally, with the stormwater retrofit project, we'd all trigger full EAF. As going through that, the majority, far majority of the items on the document weren't really ones that we needed to hit on for our needs, but the DEP did request that we kicked it up because it does involve just shy of 10 acres of disturbance and involves two permits that are needed for construction with the DEP alone, in addition to coverage under
DEP asked that we kick it up?
DEP... May I?
Sure.
My understanding, in a nutshell, is that we were meaning to do a coordinated review, and we can do an uncoordinated review, but I don't think DEP got notice that they were supposed to get. So we're going to.
So we didn't do a coordinated review.
We were supposed to. We meant to.
Did we not send them stuff? Did they not get it?
Wait, isn't
I don't know, but they said they didn't.
Isn't that what Vinny's here for?
Well,
I mean, there's a process in place that...
Oh.
They said they didn't get the letters. I don't know what happened. It doesn't matter, but I think we have to proceed.
But this is the one that the DEC
said. It says we're not an agency.
Yeah, we're not
an
agency.
But they never answered our question. They've never talked to us.
I understand that. So we did circulate.
Well, we tried to. But
DEP was listed as an interested party, as opposed to a involved.
But that doesn't really matter if they had gotten the notice.
Right, we didn't get the notice. That means we would have to do our own review, and we felt that it would probably be best for everybody involved for you guys to coordinate the review rather than send it to our team.
If we'd have gotten the notice, it doesn't matter what we call them. They would have gotten the notice, but they said they didn't get the notice, so
that's correct.
I can't.
And DEP is involved because we're breaking the threshold that they need a permit.
For the SWIP, and it's a pipe crossing and diversion permit as well.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we're doing it. So now we have a full EAF for you to review, and then we'll start the 30 days over and have to do it again. In the meantime, we still haven't heard from DEC, so.
Well, that's actually my bigger concern is when you send this back out and they're going to say, hey, wait, we're not involved.
I know, but I can't make them take a phone call. We
can't fix it.
Who's the go-to? Who's the go-to?
I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth.
But DEP wants to issue permits on this. Really? They were serious? Wow. Okay. Well, somebody want to introduce the resolution? Otherwise, Vinny's going to smack me.
I'll introduce it.
Have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Any opposed?
I'm in for the...
We're good. Okay. All right. I apologize to everybody. I completely checked out on the wastewater study yesterday after all our good news. So, anybody else want to talk about this?
So the input that we got from individual municipalities and reviewing data that was presented from Wood and Curtin, their original round of conversations with the towns, gives us enough information to determine that it was a good deal of stuff that was missed. There was a lot of individual individual projects with towns that were not included. There's enough of, you know, we even have the situation with the Village of Pauling that was never contacted at all. We have a situation with North Castle, where nobody recalls ever speaking with any member of Lori Curran's team, and they had a laundry list of items that they would love to have included. You know, as what we did when this study originally went out is told all the towns, when you create your priority list, it has to be within the watershed is your top priorities. If you have items that are outside of the watershed, yes, they're still priorities, but maybe that's 3, 4, 5 rather than 1, 2, 3. So in the case of North Castle, I mean, that we have such a small sliver that I'm not surprised that data wasn't provided. However, they still are on the list, right? We're still member municipality. So enough information is gathered that at this point, looking at the watershed, everybody's needs are so far in every direction, which is what we should expect anyway. But at this point, we need
What do you mean in every direction? Different things, not just sewers,
septic? Yeah. You know, so one entity might need, hey, we need a new wastewater treatment plant or just upgrade the sewer plant. Whereas in the case of using the Village of Pauling, because that's the most recent conversation I had, half of the village, which is within the watershed, could use upgrades to their existing infrastructure, maybe upgrades to pump stations. But the other half could use a treatment plant or assistance with septic. So looking at all the data and the feedback that we're getting between stuff that was already included and items that were not, it seems that in my head I see three very clear baskets of areas that all this data can go into, whether it's infrastructure upgrades, wastewater treatment plant, or let's say a septic repair program. And so at this point I think we need to decide whether we go the route of asking Water and Current to provide a final document that makes that clear designation of these three categories, and I'm just using that as an example, because that type of document could address everybody's needs and document what the whole watershed needs to get done, versus here are what we think could be the three most impactful projects for the watershed. We have to define what the goal is going to be so that we can get Water and Current this next step.
Well, the original intent was to have all the projects listed so that people could actually go back and use part of that as a... am I moving away from you? Well, you're okay, right? Okay, good.
I got a 90-year-old that I see.
Okay, good.
Not taking chances.
You put it on. I wasn't sure if you were contagious or not.
What we wanted
a report that had everything in it so that people could use that as one of the documents in support of grants and different things, right? That's not what they kind of delivered, and I think just taking the top three is not going to make a lot of people happy.
Agreed.
So, who did you talk to, Ken Colbrenner, or?
No, I haven't. The only direction I gave the Warden Curran was stop what you're doing. We haven't made any decisions on where you should go with this.
Well, my impression for the $300,000, it was not going to be what we got. At least, for the upfront document.
Yeah.
So I think where we need to go at this point is to give them the additional information, let them incorporate that, with summaries, maybe expand on it a little bit, and, give us their rough cost estimate for what each of the, various projects is going to be. Ship it back to us, and then we'll figure out what's going to be the priority.
Do we want to pull some of the data together ourselves? Because they didn't do a very good job at it.
Yeah, that honestly may be worthwhile, but my concern there is we have a very limited budget ourselves.
No, I mean, I can get it from everybody in Westchester.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin already has it. I mean, Kevin can supply it all to you if you want to put it into a table.
Well, I don't know. I have a paragraph this big about Croton Falls.
Right.
you know, it's $14 million. I don't know. It's like, what, 5 sentences? Or maybe it's a little bit longer. Maybe it's 6 sentences.
But to your point, Rich, I don't have...
It's not just a table, is my point.
I need $10 million for infrastructure work. Or I have a pump station that needs to be fixed going to cost X amount of dollars. I don't have that. What I do have is, wow, we have an opportunity here. What my town really needs is to replace 2 miles of pipe. So there, we can get to that next step using a little, just looking at previous studies to apply a number and get to a cost.
You mean they can, where the current can?
Yeah.
That was in their contract, was it not?
Yes. I mean, not our real costing, but certainly
rough estimates.
Right.
I think, like, we have a long section that we have a very, like, very specific breakdown of items in it. And I think that we could look back at those studies and tell them, okay, we need you to go to item 2B and give us that breakdown of this subset of products.
So I'll give you, right now, North Castle, Bedford, Lewisboro, North Salem. We just applied to grants, and right? So we have tons of documentation. They don't have to look very far. We have all the tables with all the costs.
Yeah.
So some of that stuff has to be included in this document, or I don't know what numbers they're coming up with.
Is there some reason why they didn't give you an appendix or an appendix list of all the things that they, all the resource docs? Because why shouldn't that be, I have this and this and this and this study.
Yeah, well,
prepared
part of the problem
so-and-so.
Is everybody's thing is in a slightly different format, because
sure,
I tried to pull them all together, the maps are slightly different. So it's
sure.
Not like one person went through, but all the data's there for, at least if people are applying for grants, it's probably more than, geez, maybe I need some pipes, 2 miles of pipes. So there's those types of things too, but.
No, but I mean, this list doesn't have, and there's a, the existing plan is, I've got, you know, a 10-state study for this project, and I've got nothing else for this project, but the theory that my supervisor says this needs to be done. I mean, there's a big range there, and why shouldn't they have given you an appendix list with all of the things that they, all the resource documents? I mean, they have them, right? I mean, that just seems like, it doesn't help the next person take the next step.
So as an example,
right?
That table is a little hard to read.
Yeah,
But that's...
they are hard to read. Oh, that's so, here. Is that the October one? Did I give you the right one? Wait a minute. I didn't hear it. This one's bigger. Take this one. Warren, here. Take this one.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is there's not a dollar value any place.
There is not.
Yeah, I so... You know, when you say how big's our problem, I sent them the document I put together in 2016, which is $108 million for the larger area or all the towns. I gave them that. I go, these are the ones that this is old, but you go talk to everybody. So I was expecting something like that back, at least that had a little more content in. And at least everybody should have it. If it's 2 miles of Maine, it's probably, you know, $3.5 million, based on what size it is, you know. I mean, it's so that's easy stuff to figure out. I don't know. I what we got is not what I thought we were going to get. I know we haven't spent all the money yet, but I'm happy to talk to Ken or Wooden Kern. I think Ken's the guy that was leading it.
I mean, I think we should have a. Like, let's get a conference call with decide who's going to be on it, Kevin, and who.
Yeah, to go through.
But what are we asking them to do?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I go back to give them the additional items that Kevin's pulled together, because they obviously didn't contact everybody. They didn't do a comprehensive job. And then let them incorporate that along with costs into their report.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, absolutely.
Go through the RFP and underline highlight whatever, every single component that they did not meet. And that should be the basis of your conversation.
Yeah.
Because that's the contract.
Yeah. Right. I think that's, thank you, Millie. That's a perfect way to start with it, but then the next step is, well, what do we more in line with what you brought up, Warren, a snapshot of all the problems that are out there, then...
Look, there's one... I think most municipalities, if they start coming up with a wish list, you know, that stuff's maybe not at a very high level, high priority.
But that's where we come in to start focusing down, start to prioritizing the whole list.
So I think obviously to go back and look and see what they were asked to do is obviously step number one.
Yeah, it's right here, and it's a long list of description and history of existing infrastructure, number and type of existing units, aging condition, flow estimates, industrial discharges, population trends, and then alternative options, suitability for septics. I mean, you know, this was a pretty extensive list
probably,
of things.
Looking back on it, probably would have been nice to say, you know, cost.
Estimated cost to recommended treatment.
Is that
practice.
There?
Yep.
Okay.
There's
a lot in here.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's sufficient for us to go back and sit down with them. So I think to your point, it makes sense to go through that and say, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you didn't do this.
Yeah, including effective watershed gallons per day of required flows, anticipated benefit from sewer.
They have the flow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but anticipated cost was always part of the
analysis. Yeah, they somehow
with
the cost.
So you want to do this, Chris, as a Zoom meeting?
I think that would be a good idea.
You want to send out everything you have that you gathered? We can take a look at it, and then we'll schedule a Zoom meeting.
And then who would you like to have on the meeting?
I'd like to be on.
Okay.
Definitely not Warren.
Definitely not me.
Anybody else?
I think, well, there's, I know the folks in Westchester probably would like to be on that just apply for grants. Tony Concalves.
Well, let's try to keep it small because the more people, the more conversations.
Okay.
And
well,
we're just looking at
it. So who knows everything in Putnam? I don't know what's going necessarily on in Putnam. Is that you?
Well, not everything. Rich Franzetti knows Carmel better than anybody.
Yeah.
But,
okay, well, maybe,
you know, myself, Keith.
Do you want Rich from Tech? I mean, that might be a liaison sort of thing.
Who?
Rich. I mean, is
Franzetti, he's on, in the technical committee.
That's what I'm just saying, as a tech,
yes.
You know.
See if Sabrina wants to do it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Taylor be on it?
Rather than Sabrina, I'd ask Ed Brancati, who seems to have a lot of insight on...
He's very practical.
True.
Newcastle, yep. Bedford, Kisco, so that's a big chunk.
You're right.
And you want to be involved?
You have to be involved. You have to tell me to shut up on occasion. So it's
okay.
Important. No, I don't. I just let you go.
Okay. So we'll, Kevin can schedule and we'll... round up the troops and have a conversation.
Yeah, get everybody that information. The people we just listed off, like Ed, if you could just give a little heads up about what we're doing.
Yep.
Then we can go from there.
Yeah, I mean, there was a distinction in here between the original summary and the final areas for engineering assessment. And I think what they did is they did their summary and then said, here's our recommendations for engineering assessment for intensive. But what they didn't have was all the things that were in the summary that they should have had in the summary, which is cost, number one, right? So, and I think, what were the resource studies that you used so that this is useful information for somebody else? I mean, I just don't, nobody can take this study and do anything with it, it seems to me. Anyway. We can't ask them to do a full engineering study on all these projects, but a better summary is what, right?
A lot of the folks that are serious have the engineering studies with the numbers.
Right, but I don't know that because that's
not
that.
Right.
I
understand that. So
it's not in here.
Those documents wouldn't be the worst things. Like I don't know who in Putnam County, but we have grants from these municipalities. WQIP requests from these municipalities. And there's probably 5 or 6 or 7 that, right? And
okay.
You know, those are hard numbers. When I say hard, at least people have spent money.
Right.
trying to come up with answers for some of this stuff.
Right, so they don't have to figure out the numbers for all of these.
No.
Right. So they just.
I gave them my numbers, and they're not in there.
And they're not in there. So. Well, we'll see if we can communicate better this time. Right?
O&M update.
I'll take that one. So I've been trying to round everyone up and make sure they have their submissions in. If you have not, or your supervisor for the highway have not sent in their O&M bills for
this
year. Who hasn't? A lot. Pretty much everyone except Bedford.
Did North Salem send them in yet?
No.
Okay.
Pauling, I think it was the town of Pauling that sent it in.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So pretty much nobody sent them in yet.
Our highway
yeah.
this morning. And that's
okay.
for all of them?
Yeah, you're all good for that.
Okay.
And then...
we received Kent's.
And
Kent's.
And everyone else is not submitted yet. So please rally your troops and get that stuff submitted.
What's the deadline on them?
The end of the year.
Oh.
Two weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, so I sent out that reminder to everyone to send everything in. I sent you the documents you need to submit your bills.
Who'd you send it to in Highways and Facilities?
You were on that, I'm pretty sure.
Aside from me, I won't get it for you.
See, Vinny, that's the problem when you ask who got it, and they tell you it's you.
I got a list of 500 people that are on that email.
Don't send it to John Tully. Brett's gone.
If you do you have any names of people? I can't think off the top
Tommy
of my head.
Fury?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it Joe?
He's the one. Huh?
Is it Joe?
Joe.
Why did I have that name in my head?
Right.
Belushi.
No. Belushi?
Yeah,
Joe
that
Belushi.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Joe Belushi.
All right, I'll call.
So,
I didn't say. You
know. Okay, it's okay.
It's good. We know they were working on it. I've seen Putnam County out there doing stuff.
Yeah.
So
they've been active.
If you don't push them, forget about it. We'll be talking about it in April. So
right.
Yeah.
Right, because we want to get reimbursements out in February, March, or so. We got to get those bills back soon.
After the audit closes. All right. One of the big things why Cora's pushing this with everybody. Mm-hmm. Is that once you guys send us all in, we're going right back out behind you and checking that what you told us is accurate.
That is done properly and well.
That will delay, if you delay getting to us, it's going to delay even further because we have to go out there and check that $3,000 investment that you just told us about was actually performed appropriately.
All right, so we need to wait for a snowstorm.
Yeah, wait till it's covered with a foot of snow. All
right, we have an agenda for the next meeting of the directors, which is the organizational meeting.
What's the date on it?
January 9th.
Rich, were you going to do anything with the new supervisors coming in to have a orientation?
Well, that was my next question.
Okay.
We can prepare something internally about just explaining what everything is, showing what towns have what projects, just quick stuff like that.
So the only one in Putnam we have, right, is Southeast?
Yes.
You look puzzled.
I'm trying to think of everyone. I think that's correct.
Yeah. And Westchester, there
quite a few.
And
he's Mount
Kisco.
Yeah, Mount Kisco for
Jim
one.
Durant. No, not Jim Durant. What's his name? Is it Jim?
Nick
Durant. Yeah, he was here at one of our meetings, so he seems to be somewhat interested.
Anybody else?
Lewisboro is good.
Trying to think who the other
Summers,
ones were.
Yorktown.
There are two others.
Newcastle and Northcastle are different.
Yeah.
Yes, Newcastle.
A
there's a change at North Castle. Michael Schillerow is no longer.
Well, he wasn't running yet, so he's...
Yeah. There is someone new in there as well.
I think those are the only ones.
You know, they had... The person was behind by 4 or 5 votes, and he went through every absentee ballot, and everyone that was sent in from somebody like on a Republican committee, that was a kid. He said, did your kid sign this? And the judge threw 5 of them out. The guy won.
Okay.
I think it's Rendy... Is the,
I don't know.
So there's nobody on the officer list that is...
Actually, not
Hay?
Officer, but
oh,
Tony
right.
Hay.
Retired, yeah.
Yeah, will be retiring.
Okay. So you're going to need somebody else on finance next year.
Yeah.
So be thinking about that. Right? Anybody else?
And I think as long as there's no plan to change officers, we're okay with the bank signatories, but if there is a plan, then we need to get the bank involved to generate the paperwork to do
Let's ask the question, is there any plan on changing officers?
Well, it depends who wants to do something. If somebody wants to do something, you or I are more than happy to step down. You know what I mean? Not that I want you to step down, but I mean...
And you can't step down, so...
Well, I can. I mean, but
no,
I, look,
you can't.
This is...
Put that in the bylaws.
At some point in time, you and I won't be here. In 2 years, I'm done in 2 years.
Are you?
Yes.
2 years?
That's what my wife said.
I got four.
I have a 2 year term. Unless the market takes another tank, then I might take it out.
So does the board want to take a little bit of time to do a brief orientation in the annual meeting? Because actually it would be a good refresher for everybody, including people who started last year who haven't really been as involved.
You want to just do
it
then?
Part of this is going back to like 2011 and explaining why we even did this. And
right.
I doubt if anybody, if I haven't read the MS4 stuff, nobody else.
Right, but I mean, it's a good time because of that new permit, I think, to help the supervisors understand what the responsibilities are under the funding agreements and under the, you know, under the permits and so forth and how they go together, right?
Go all the way back to the Clean Water Act.
Well,
might be helpful.
Let's just schedule a little bit of time, is what I'm saying, for the meeting so that people, you can do that. I think it would be a good idea,
yeah,
right?
Forget that. I'm not going back that far.
So, 1972. And Corey can pull together some written information, right?
Yeah, but it was 69, I think, for the Cuyahoga River.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. 470, one of the... When was it?
So are you going to give the lecture?
She's going to know.
No, I don't know.
Are you going to give the lecture?
I thought it was in the early 70s.
Yeah.
72 is the passage of the CWI, yeah.
What was 97? That was the first MS4 permit?
That was the first
1974?
Establishment of our
no, 97.
TMDL area.
TMBL.
It's my first Necrone watershed establishment.
Were you here when the MOA was done?
No.
Okay.
He was in the diapers.
Oh, shut up.
There were two people here when that MOA was done.
You and me?
You and me.
Is that it? Sabrina was around, though.
I was around.
But she's not here.
Yeah, no, she's not here. And you were around, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
What do you mean around?
Part of the negotiations during the of the MOA.
But we were down Westchester with George though,
No, you had what was her name? You had another lawyer representing Westchester at the time. Yeah, and I can't remember her name.
She's the one that Somers used recently. I don't remember her.
Anyway, when we heard George, we want him. That was 2011.
Trying to think who it was. It was Jim Roberts, and I can't remember the name of the girl. They were with the DEP, and when you're doing the regs, they used to bounce stuff off me all the time.
And we get the funniest thing. I went into the first meeting in 2011. For me, it was the first one because I kind of retired from IBM. And it was just an internal meeting, and Mary Beth Murphy sitting there saying, well, should we ask for $10 million or $12 million? And everybody's going, well, let's ask for 12. Somebody said 15, and somebody said, no, 12. We won't get... Now I'm sitting there going, how much is it going to cost us? And nobody knew. So the first charts I did, I went back to Brian Aguirre. It came out to $37 million. So that's what we asked for. I know David Warren had a little bit of a meltdown in York when we did that first meeting.
Well, anyway, that would be good to do, I think, at that meeting for the benefit of all the members who are relatively new. Let's put it that way.
So do we want, like...
Let's put it on the agenda.
What we are, and then specifically why we do this program, and then...
No, I think they need to know that they're on the hook.
I think we go back to the basics about why we're in existence,
okay.
You know, and how we got here.
Richard Rod can even talk for a few minutes.
Yeah. And why it's important that they're involved.
Yeah, it's bubble compliance so they can be on their own. You know, I think everybody understands, and thank you DEP and DEC, but we've saved everybody a lot of money by doing this. Just everybody be paying for it by themselves.
Right,
and we're trying to get grants by themselves.
So maybe you can put that in after the committee appointments or something like that, and before the policies,
yeah.
And then do policies. You don't have to do the policies.
And maybe you or I could even talk for 5 minutes on just history stuff.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Just so they understand, because this is going into its 13th year at this point.
Yeah, I think that'd be really good. And then, do we have any policy changes that we need to make that anybody's aware of? Any problems with the policies that we have?
You know, the only other question I had, and I sent this over, was about insurance. And, you know, obviously we're going to, I think, I don't know, did you talk to anybody? What's our policy up, you know?
Excuse me?
No, I don't.
Insurance policy.
It's just...
Do you know what our insurance policy is up, or what the dates are?
What's that?
Well, the pollution policy was a 3-year policy that was renewed last year.
So I think the discussion I want to have is, rather than having a $25,000 deductible, we need to discuss the deductible, because that's not... If they'll pay for the insurance policy, if the money can be used to pay for insurance, but they can't pay for the $25,000, we should just...
Well, I don't know anybody who
wants to
talk about that. Well,
so well, it's
not, not a usual deductible for municipalities.
So,
really isn't.
Even though we've renewed for 3 years,
sure we can
just ask for an amendment.
Well, we have asked for them to look at that, but the policy has an annual date.
So the policy expiration date is December 2025.
Well,
so we want to get rid of the $25,000 deductible.
I think we want to call them up, Dana. I mean, I know these people. I bought these in because this was my company. I've since moved away from them, but I do have one policy with them, Peach Lake Sewer District. But.
So can you present that, or can you present the? I think you should go through the insurance coverage at every annual meeting, because you guys, I mean. You know,
I don't think I was really aware we had a $25,000 deductible.
But I mean,
I'm just saying,
shouldn't all the board members be aware that our funding requirements say we have to have this insurance policy, this is the insurance policy we have, just as a matter of reporting and fiduciary compliance, we probably ought to look at that.
I'm assuming that if we lowered the deductible, we would still have money, we could still use the money we have to pay for the insurance. I'm looking at you, because I don't want to find out the answer is no after we discuss it.
I mean, insurance costs would be like a general admin.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct. It's a general admin. So, Keith, can you do I don't mean in half an hour, but just, you know, just the report on what are the requirements, what do we have, right, and when does it expire, who's the carrier, you know, just really basic, what's our insurance coverage, right? Is that what that is? Or is
yeah,
it
I'm sorry.
Much.
Can you align it to the funding agreements, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, our premium is, we have a couple of different components here. The workers' comp, forget the workers' comp.
Let's have workers' comp.
The business owner's policy, I don't know, where does it have the price for this thing? That can't be it, $2,833? No.
It seems too low, yeah.
Business owner's policy. I don't even see... Oh, here it is, $52,000 each. No, that's what we'll look at this off.
And the other thing the board should look at with the insurance is your bonding. That should be part of your insurance, right? Just make sure you have that in place for the people who are touching money.
We have directors and officers. That's up in May. Okay, so we'll go through this.
Yeah.
It looks like each claim protective professional indemnity, that's $52,185.
I don't know if you want to have a little finance quick meeting before the director's meeting just to decide
absolutely.
What you want to present. Okay.
That's before January 9th, right?
Yeah. I think that'd be a good thing to add, okay? Somewhere. Review. Okay.
I had one last item for the agenda, if you guys don't mind. With the new permit that came out, and I know there's a lot to dissect there still, but...
Keep it focused to the corporation.
One of the items off of that is obviously is a retrofit program that's setting up for years 11 through 15. Now, the corporation has no funding to assist the municipalities to prepare for 11 through 15 right now. So, and what I'm getting at is now, is this meeting in January the time to begin looking at the WQIP existing agreements to prepare to extend those to cover the new permit that just came out? Because if you don't do it in January, you have to wait till May. And if you wait till May...
Why are we waiting till May?
That's well, it depends. Is there a full board action that needs to take place?
Oh, you're talking about a full board. I get you. Well, we could always call
meeting. The executive committee can meet at any time.
But the issue is that we don't have a contract with DEP to go forward. Right?
But we do have WQIP, which is the only source for admin.
You mean the use of WQIP monies for this purpose?
Yes. So, but my question is, request, I will rephrase that. My request is that we don't wait long to decide whether or not we want to go back to the counties and say we want the remaining WQIP to be able to count towards this next permit. Because that feels like low-hanging fruit. Like that just feels like something we can take care of right away rather than having ourselves caught in June. And now we gotta prepare a work plan in 6 months and still negotiate, et cetera, et cetera. So if it's a full board action that needs to be taken, January is time to do it.
So approving an amendment to the WQIP agreements?
Because then that gets circulated to both counties.
Is that something that you guys have to initiate?
Correct, Vinny?
Yeah, I think.
Is that something that counties have to initiate then? Because you would have to prepare.
You guys would have to initiate it, and then we would take it from there. And I think I'd have to go to the Board of Legislators for this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this could be a lengthy process.
So we should start.
Right,
this
so it is a good idea to start it.
But even if we need a meeting in February, we can always call a meeting.
If we have to, but it would be a good idea to do it.
Obviously, bringing it to everyone's attention now is attended.
So this would be for the purpose of using available funds also for development of a 11 to 15 retrofit program plan?
Right. To any extent that staff can assist, because the second we start talking about that work plan that has to come together within a calendar year, technically we'll have to start putting asterisks on everything saying we're volunteering our time because we can't help.
We can't be doing that. We can't be doing that. So do we have available resources that we can, how much money is available? Is it just using the existing money for that purpose? Is that all we have
to
do? There's no more money, right?
Well, and then that's, moving forward, that money would be admin for anything that goes towards work under that permit.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, okay. And then I guess the other thing, speaking of the new permit, should be I would love to see you ask DEP for an update on their contract work and when we're going to see that.
Did
you see my lips move?
I mean, the best estimate is early next year, and that's what I'm going to tell.
Okay, well, I think this should be on the agenda as a status report from DEP on the contract.
You could certainly put it on the agenda.
May we do? I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to put it on the agenda. And
sounds good. I'll report it.
Thank you.
And it will be
just
the same
no
thing
pressure,
Vinny.
No pressure.
I mean, just to update here, I think we're a lot closer. I think we're down to a couple of issues where we need to clarify that we're not running afoul of the DEC agreement again. My understanding is that it goes to senior staff to review before we can give it to you guys.
Are we talking 2024 or are we talking 2025?
The beginning of the year, you mean?
Yeah.
2020.
Has it gone to senior staff yet?
No.
What's the amount they're talking about?
$10 million.
Well, I mean, we certainly need to update the rest of the board on this, but it'd be better coming from you. So we'll do that in January.
Hopefully I have something to report.
Any other business?
We haven't rescued the permit yet, but in terms of the education and mapping stuff that you guys are required to be MS4, we're still open to try and take that opportunity on internally and help you guys with all that stuff. We just don't have funding right now, but we'd like to get funding for that or get funded by the towns and counties, so just leaving that out there for right now.
I get a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
We have an executive session on the
okay.
We do have an executive session.
About?
Pardon?
About.
Can I get a motion to go into executive session?
Regarding.
Regarding.
Or is it attorney client?
It's attorney client.
Is it attorney client? Okay, then that's enough.
I made a motion.
Second. All in favor?